Bloomberg The First Word with Ken Pruitt. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Our guest is Craig Veazey, head of fixed income at Sanlam Private Investments in London. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we have yet another European summit meeting coming up this week. It'll be in Brussels. What are you going to be looking for?
Well, this is quite an important meeting, and I think in the light of the comments that came out from the IMF meetings over the weekend in Tokyo, I think it does have significant importance for markets. The risks around it are that markets have already built up expectations, and Euro leaders might be a little bit complacent given what they've seen happen already with regard to, for example, Spanish and Italian yields having come down significantly from where they were a few months ago on the back of the ECB bond buying plan. As the IMF have stated, it's all very well and good having the firewall built around Europe, which includes having agreed the European Stability Mechanism finally, and also, as I said, the ECB bond buying plan. But really, I think markets are expecting these mechanisms to be deployed sooner rather than later, and that's particularly looking at Spain. And I'd imagine that you'll see government leaders making a lot of public comments as well as in private, urging Spain to accept assistance in the very near term.
Well, are the markets just setting themselves up for another disappointment?
I think they are, yes. I think Spain are really sounding as if they really want to try and avoid going down that route. They don't probably feel the need to at the moment because markets have already done the job for them. They've already reduced yields significantly on short-dated debt, and as a result, Spain can issue debt now through its auctions at a much more attractive rate than what it could earlier on this summer. So clearly, markets have moved in the direction of expecting this ECB bond buying to happen without it actually happening in reality. And I think Spain, of course, have done something with regard to their latest budget plan. They've put in place more spending cuts. But that budget plan was also accompanied by some very optimistic growth projections for 2013, and I'd expect that they're going to really struggle to actually reach the targets that they're expecting, and they are going to need some assistance sooner rather than later. And I don't think that markets are going to let them off the hook for too much longer.
Well, we do have a headline this morning that Greece's 10-year yield has fallen to the lowest since debt restructuring. So how do we factor that in?
Yes, well, I think a lot of people have would be surprised at that, given where we were a few months ago. But bear in mind that the yields are still at very high levels in Greece, and they also are expected to continue their, from a political perspective, trying to get easier bailout conditions in place. And they're really struggling from a structural perspective, and some of those structural aspects are not likely to move in Greece's favour any time in the next couple of years. And I would expect that they're going to continue asking for further restructuring and further bailout funds. And the risk is, I think, that sooner rather than later, other EU or Eurozone leaders are going to say that it might be better if Greece actually sits outside the Eurozone in future. That is, Greece actually exits the Euro probably within the next 12 to 24 months.
So what's the outlook for the Euro then with all that in mind?
The outlook for the euro, with regard to the euro, I think it still trades in a bit of a range over the course of the next 6 months or so. If we think about it relative to perhaps the US dollar, of course, the US also has very accommodative monetary policies in place. And of course, for next week, we have the next Fed meeting scheduled, and we're not really expecting them to change anything materially. In fact, we actually had Ben Bernanke quite clearly stating the case over the weekend for the current QE program at the IMF meeting in Tokyo. We're not really expecting any major policy changes in the US over the next 12 to 18 months. Again, we think that the growth weakness is much more structural in nature than cyclical in nature, and we expect the US dollar to also be a relatively weak currency, but will benefit from time to time from safe haven buying.
Craig Veazey, head of fixed income at Sanlam Private Investments in London.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.